Anybody with even a mild interest in theater can tell you that the capital of the United Kingdom is the place to go for the best of English language theater in one place. And not just theater. London is home to all kinds of big and impressive events. So if you want to see them up close, you generally have to think about plane tickets and travel and all that that involves. But now a group is bringing a series of British events to a movie theater in Ashland. The series is called London Live in Ashland. And we have two guests, one of whom is actually from England originally, to tell us about this series of events. Penny Metropolis, long of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, is involved with London Live in Ashland. Thank you for joining us, Penny.
It's good to see you.
And Jeff Ridden, the other Jeffrey R. Spelled
right.
Jeffrey with the same way.
Absolutely. GR2.
GR2 and GR1.
Yeah.
Good to see you back in the studio.
Thank you so much.
So how did the opportunity to put these events on screen in Ashland come about?
Well, the London Live events have been happening through, what is the name of the umbrella organization?
Fathom Events.
Fathom Events,
yeah.
for some years now. But in the Valley, they've been sporadic, and you kind of had to really dig through to find out when they were happening, and so they were not particularly well attended. And this is something that a few of us got together, and I have to give a shout out to J.R. Miller.
Absolutely.
On this,
yeah.
Who really spearheaded this event, who has such a passionate cultural fan, would travel all literally over the country to go see these events. And so we got together, a small group of us got together in a coffee house, as things happen in Ashland, and said, why don't we try to bring these here and get things happening here? And so we have theater, we have opera, and we have ballet, all coming as really high quality film events that will come seasonally.
So Fathom Events has made them available to other places. They just haven't been in Ashland. Is that the picture?
Right. Fathom is a big chain, and they have been screening events at Tinseltown in Medford. Mm-hmm. And you may know that Tinseltown is undergoing refurbishment right now. Mm-hmm. So they're not able to show these events.
Ah.
So while they're unable to do it, it seemed appropriate at that moment to look for a venue in Ashland. And we've got the Varsity Theatre, who's been very good to us, extremely cooperative. And so that's where we're going to screen events on a Sunday morning at 10 and a Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we're starting this weekend.
So you essentially had to act as the local booster group and approach the theater.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I was just talking to Penny originally. So Jeff, obviously, you've been in London a bit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You're from a town an hour away from London.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So quite an impressive array of things to see and do there, I gather.
Right. I was actually at the Barbican last August to see a wonderful production of The Tempest with Simon Russell Beale. There is an impressive array. It's expensive. All theatre in capital cities is expensive, and it's good to have the opportunity, which is available in England too, to see these transmissions in cinemas where the price is much more reasonable. And the technical term is captured live. They are not live screenings necessarily, but they're captured live and unedited. So there is an intermission, and there will be interviews with the cast, etc., during the intermission, but the running time is the same as if you were in the theatre.
So that raises the question about how they're presented, produced, positioned, all that stuff. I mean, is it just a stationary camera looking at a show that is done for the, or is it done specifically like a TV show?
No, it is done as though that's the wonderful thing about it. It's like you have the best seat in the house for every single production, because you. The camera is at different angles, and you can, it does present a framing for certain scenes, but you also get the idea of the entire stage and the event. And as Jeff said, one of the things that's really exciting about this is there's an introduction, and then during the intermission, there are these interviews backstage, oftentimes with the directors and some of the cast members, scenic design. So it becomes a full immersion sort of event.
It's a big. I mean, we're talking about a good scale, high def. This is not like
it is.
All right, not Jeff's cousin Cedric with a cell phone.
No, Cedric, right?
No, they are beautifully filmed. Really beautifully filmed.
Yes, and you can see extracts. There are trailers available on the web just to give you a taster, and sometimes to give you a taste also of what the audience thought, which is really very handy.
Yeah. Which we should now say there is a website,
yep.
LondonLiveInAshland.org, and you can go there and you can see all of the offerings that are happening for the next couple of months. You can also buy tickets online, and you can get on an email list.
And we are linked to that at our website at jeffexchange.org. You can talk to Penny Mitropoulos and Jeff Ridden about London Live in Ashland right here now on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So in forming essentially a booster group to bring London Live in Ashland to the Varsity Theater,
yep,
isn't it?
Okay. Correct. Yeah.
Did you have to incorporate or form some sort of local business yourselves, or just sort
no,
of be
a just a group of really interested people getting yeah. together and trying to make this happen, you
yeah,
know.
Absolutely. I'm saying it's your turn to buy the coffee. Right.
And what we really want to do is, I'm really hoping particularly that students will take advantage of this. I know there's an early morning program on Sunday, and that might not be great for students, but it's also an opportunity on Sundays to come when you're not in class. And the afternoon on Monday at 1 o'clock, which offers an opportunity for people who are here to see the theater on a dark day to come and see something. But I just should underscore that student tickets are available with a student ID for $10. So.
And we're looking down the line to do some more educational events, maybe have panel discussions, preceding screenings that might appeal to students studying, particularly studying Shakespeare. But it's not just Shakespeare. There are other London theatre as well.
Well, I'll get into what the content is in just a moment, but the scheduling, actually. I mean, obviously, you're working around the Varsity's movies, too.
Quite.
But,
yeah.
but did you choose the days of the week, Sunday, Monday?
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned dark because that's the day that Shakespeare's off.
Right.
That's
Monday,
right.
Right.
That's right. We tried to keep in mind, you know, we thought of a lot of different things. But one thing, of course, is how it does not interfere with the Varsity schedule. And we also working around the film festival and all kinds of events that are happening here. So we wanted to enhance what is happening culturally here.
Just the same, though, Penny, I have to wonder if people from the Shakespeare Festival called and said, hey, you're cutting into our audience here.
I don't think so, because actually a lot of people from the festival do go to these events. You know, it's sort of like I've always believed when art is offered, if there's more art, there will be more art. And I think what is really extraordinary about this is just another view. It's certainly not in competition with anything that is going on in the Valley. You know, it's nothing but an enhancement to what's going on here.
When Tinseltown screened the Benedict Cumberbatch Hamlet a couple of years ago,
golly.
More than half the audience were people from OSF.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could recognize them, you know, you'd tick them off your list, yeah. Yeah.
So with Tinseltown having some screens closed for, I noticed that when I was there to
right.
see Black Panther a few weeks ago.
Right.
All the theaters
right.
off to the left are,
yeah.
are roped off right now. So that really cut down on the number of screens. So that made you gave you no venue for these at all?
I don't think we were looking for a venue outside of Ashland.
Mm-hmm.
I
yes.
think we were specifically looking to have something that would appeal to a much more local audience in this city.
It's a natural fit, I would think.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at
yeah.
Ashland and things that are popular here.
It's
yeah.
perfect. And a lot of us have been talking over the years who've been going to the events at Tinseltown, or JR, who's been traveling afield. We've just always thought this is the perfect place for this. And, you know, knowing that there are a number of people who really are passionate about not only Shakespeare, but seeing a wide variety of theater and opera and ballet, that they will come and see this.
Let's give J.R. Miller a little more credit, because you mentioned his name a couple times.
Yeah.
And people are probably going, who is this J.R.
Yep.
Miller guy?
We wonder that, too.
He's the mysterious man behind the curtain.
Yeah. Well, as Penny says, he's a long-term Ashland resident. He's been volunteering at OSF for many years, and has this passion, this cultural passion that drives him out there to find these screenings. He travels down to California and, you know,
he goes to London
and goes to London, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The screenings we're talking about again, London Live in Ashland. They'll be Sundays and Mondays starting this weekend at the
yep.
Varsity Theater in Ashland. Jeff Ridden and Penny Mitropoulos are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. Did you get to pick and choose, or did you get get a package? Did you just get this, you know?
There was some selection going on, and certainly we tried to put together a package that included these three different versions of Macbeth slightly later in May and June. And there were things that said, okay, well, we'll move those. There's a Cat in a Hot Tin Roof that we're actually not going to show until the fall. So we made some selections, yeah.
So there's a wide variety of things, and I should mention that we're talking about the Royal Opera, the Royal Ballet, the Royal Shakespeare Company, and the National Theatre. So we're talking about some pretty high-profile organizations that if you can't travel around to see things, you get an opportunity to see something here.
So let's talk about the order of events then. Twelfth Night starts it off from the Royal Shakespeare Company, so that'll be Sunday at 10 a.m. and Monday at 1 p.m.
Yep.
And from how long ago? I mean, how long have these been?
That's still running. It was actually screened live on February the 14th, so it's still running and got very, very good reviews. Yeah.
Anything you can tell us about the approach to it that might differ from previous versions?
I do know that it's set in Victorian England. It looks there's a little trailer, which is of course filmed as a trailer, as a film trailer would be filmed on the site that you can see with Malvolio and Viola. It's very Oscar Wilde like is what it looks like. Christopher Luscombe, is that right?
Yep.
Correct. Who is an associate artist at the RSC, directed it, and it looks very lively, very beautiful, very rich.
And it features Adrian Edmondson, and depending on your age and your inclination, there was a TV series called The Young Ones back in the 90s. Yeah, Aid played the punk with the punk hair and the
did he have the stars in his forehead?
That's,
okay.
That's the one. Yeah, and so you will see an older version of him in this playing.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was the character who walked around talking about lentils all the time? This is really
Nigel.
Bad.
Nigel Planer. Yeah.
We'll have to have a Young Ones Festival.
We will. Yeah.
All right. So after Twelfth Night comes Tosca. We have a little clip from that. So Tosca from the Royal Opera Company, that's 2 weeks after the original thing of 12.
Right.
What can you tell us about this production of Tosca?
It's very, very beautiful. That was Adrian Pachonka, who plays, who plays Tosca. And she has had rave reviews. And again, there are trailers available for this. It's an exciting production. And I think everybody who I've read, who's seen it, just loves it. So it'll be great.
And then 2 weeks after that, you have The Winter's Tale, but a ballet version?
A ballet, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I am so excited to see that, because Winter's Tale is one of my favorite Shakespeare plays, and to actually see that transferred into something that is movement. I've seen the trailer for that. It just looks exquisite.
Quite. It's modern music. It's Jody Talbot's score, and Christopher Wheeldon is the choreographer. It's brilliant.
All right, then we have Julius Caesar, which I think everybody knows about from Shakespeare. Young Marx, I want to get in here, because that's a bit different.
I really don't know much about Young Marx.
Well, we talked about Young Marx in a meeting the other day, and it's not the Marx brothers.
No.
It's the other.
The bearded Marx.
That's the one. And it's a youthful Marx in London, and it's a comedy, and it's brought to you by the same people who brought, Two Governors and a Guy. Mm-hmm. What's that
two
called?
Gubs.
Two Govs. Two Govs. Same team who brought that. So, Seven and Two Masters, it was called here, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's right. Yeah. Right, sorry.
So, that's what you were conflating.
I was trying to get that together,
So let me run the list again. Twelfth Night, Tosca, The Winter's Tale as a ballet, Julius Caesar, Young Marx, and then Macbeth.
Yep.
In three successive weekends. What's the story on the multiple Macbeths? I should three times in 4 weeks, not in successive weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the points of doing this project in this town is that people are familiar with theatre. They will have probably seen Julius Caesar, for example, last year. Okay. This presents them with the opportunity of seeing how others have approached the same text, what questions the text raises and what the answers are. Here you'll get three different versions of Macbeth, one an opera, two stage versions, and I think the comparison between them should be most instructive, most educational.
Yeah. As Peter Sellers was saying yesterday to you, that the infinite exploration you can do with a Shakespeare is something that I think you can see with this. I think it might surprise people to see all three of them.
I would think there'd be some fun to be had in sitting through. And again, you don't have to do them all.
You don't have to do it all at once.
Yeah. No, no,
it'll
no,
take
no,
you
no.
4 weeks to get through the yeah, three Macbeths, yeah, and yeah. one of them is an opera. Who does the music for the Macbeth opera? Do we know?
This is Verdi.
Verdi, okay.
Yeah, yeah, and we will probably post something on the site about Verdi's interest in Shakespeare and you know, how that kept Shakespeare going in a way, that more people were seeing Shakespeare through opera than were seeing Shakespeare through his plays on stage mm-hmm. for quite a while, yeah.
I also want to say that if there are fans out there already, there is a Facebook page as well for London Live in Ashland, and please like it and spread the word.
How much does it? Essentially, watching TV on a big screen, but it is high def. We're talking movie quality stuff.
Yes, that's right.
How much? What are they talking for tickets?
$25, mm-hmm. and which is a great ticket price. And as I said, $10 for students with an ID and for children under 12.
And for students and children under 12. Yep. Senior price?
Nope. That was simple. I think in many organizations of this type, you assume that you are going to get a substantial senior audience. You know, so you would not want to discount something that's going to be your mainstay necessarily.
And I want to reiterate that it is a full event, that it's not just the play. You also get this very rich sort of behind-the-scenes feeling. And you feel like you're in the theater. You watch the theater actually fill up with the audience on screen while you're getting your popcorn or whatever. Yeah. And it's a very exciting way to see these plays.
And we want to get feedback from our audience. There's a space on our website page that will allow people to contact us, and we want to know what people think. And we're looking to hear from them very shortly after this weekend.
Is there a package deal? Can you get a discount for multiple tickets?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. But $25 a seat for each of the events. And it is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 8 different events. Okay.
16 screenings of 8 events. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you both for saying Macbeth instead of the Scottish play.
That's all right.
As actors tend to do.
Yes, yes.
We're not in a theater.
But we're not in a theater.
No.
Yes.
All right, just hope we get out of here.
If I see you turning around three times, I know what's going on. Yeah. We are talking about London Live in Ashland. So the first performance will be Twelfth Night from the Royal Shakespeare Company. Sunday at 10 in the morning, Monday at 1 p.m. at the Varsity Theater in Ashland. You can find all at the website, London Live in Ashland. Is that a .com?
.org.
Okay. And we also have a link to that from our website at jeffexchange.org. So thanks for making yourselves into a booster club to bring it here. Jeff Ridden, Penny Metropolis, pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, take care.